Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Happy anniversary. We're back 17 till. It's the 17th anniversary of the membership of our good friend Dr. Bill Duckenberg in the in our brain trust. Bill Duckenberg, thanks for being 17 great years. Happy anniversary, baby.
Hey, thank you. Love that.
Well, I appreciate you. We all appreciate you, and your index is so important to information, such important research, and the gold standard for what you do for the small business sector, and just the fact that you're here with us every month reporting on it, it means an awful lot to us, and we appreciate your leadership.
Well, I like doing it, thank goodness, huh?
And we can tell.
43 years, I mean, holy mackerel.
I know it. Well, I'm behind you a little bit, but I'm in my 20th, and you're my hero, so I'm gonna keep on going.
Yeah, you're just a youngster.
I'm just a pup. That's exactly right. Hey, Bill, so folks, we're talking about, and welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and we're talking about the index, the NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism. And the previous segment, we talked about the fact that the index is still well above the previous eight-year average. The people are wanting to hire, if not able to hire. I pointed out that in our recent survey, two-thirds of our respondents said, We are hiring, we want to hire when the economy shows that we should, or we want to hire, we can't hire. We can't find qualified people. So that's a big downer. I asked, we also asked our folks recently, Bill, that after the first quarter's growth of only 0.5%, 4 months into the year, how's your business doing? And we got, about three-fourths said they were having either a good or a great year.
Yeah, that sounds
so. That's pretty close to your numbers, isn't it?
Yeah, 0.7 was really a result of the way we do the math for calculating gross domestic product. In simple terms, if you buy something that was made in another quarter, because it's gross domestic product made in the period of time. Mm-hmm. So you buy something that was made in a prior quarter, then it subtracts from GDP. As you, money might have been spent on the car, but the car was made in the quarter before. And so we had a major drawdown in inventories, which had been built up too much.
Mm-hmm.
And really, that took close to a point off of the GDP number.
For the first quarter.
The first quarter.
So that number was really misleading, wasn't it?
Yeah, so it's not nearly as bad as that number looks. And
right.
Of course, now if you look at our data, you see that firms did in fact get rid of inventory early on in the first quarter, and that now they're adding to inventory. That's GDP. That's making stuff.
Right.
In the quarter, and so that'll look good. And of course, reversing the decline from the first quarter will really kick up the second quarter number.
Right. But capital spending was down a little bit.
Yeah, just a little.
What do you attribute that to? No tax bill?
Yeah, possibly. I think just wiggles in the data. We'll see. We'll get a few more pictures on the next few months about how many people are actually making capital outlays and find out whether we really have kind of a slowdown in spending or whether it's just an aberration. Remember, there's sampling error.
Right.
Plus or minus three.
Well, the overall good numbers, folks, what Bill and I are talking about here is sort of like complaining because we wanted the 07, we wanted the 05 champagne, and they brought us the 06 champagne.
Right.
Right? That's what we're talking about. This is all good news. We're just talking about small fluctuations in very good news, right?
Right. Yeah, as long as they're at these high levels, the index at 104 and change, think of the number of observations over 43 years, monthly and quarterly. There are only 20 observations that are better than that.
Right.
Out of, 12 times 43.
Right.
I mean, we're in good shape, and what we want to do is have enough progress made in Washington and in some of the state capitals. Things are happening that are helping out as well.
Well, and Bill, in terms of capital spending, you know, we asked our audience last week if you had a tax reduction, if you got some of your tax money back, what would you do with it? And almost 80%, almost 8 out of 10 said we'd put it back in the business.
Yeah.
So if we had a tax cut, this capital spending number would go up, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. You know, we keep forgetting, and of course that's where we keep trying to remind the people in Washington, the bottom line is the only source of capital for all of our small firms, right? And that's where you get the money to grow your business. So the complaint that we have, which is again in the top three out of the 75, you know, is the taxes on my business income. That's how I fund growth. So if we get a good tax cut, that goes to the bottom line. Well, that's where firms get the capital to do the projects that they would like to do but aren't getting the funding for. So
right.
Now a tax cut funds that spending, and we'll get it.
Right, right. And overall sales was up a little bit. And credit,
yeah, that's a good sign.
Yep. And the credit markets were pretty – they really haven't changed much, have they?
No, the credit market situation is pretty much the same, but – I don't expect to see a lot of activity there until we really see, you know, real capital spending pick up more than it is. So the capital spending numbers are looking good for this recovery, but remember, this recovery is a horrible recovery. So
right.
We need to see the kind of capital spending we saw, you know, back in the early 2000s, or actually, well, I won't say the late 1990s because that was Y2K, so that
right.
was the record high capital spending. But we need to see more capital investment because that's the only way worker productivity goes up. Got to give them better equipment, better machinery, better knowledge, better
Absolutely.
Information, you know, and then they'll make more.
That's exactly right. When we come back, I'm going to get Bill to take a look at the rest of the year and some of the factors that are impacting us. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingham. NFIB.com is the website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.